Welcome to Chorus Call.
May I have a name and company name, please?
My name is Sandeep Joshi and company name Daulat Capital.
Which call you want to join?
Kaya.
Kaya, I said 6, let me join you now.
The conference is now being recorded.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kaya Limited Q2 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Inba. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY22 earnings conference call of Kaya Limited. Hope you all and your family are staying safe and healthy during the pandemic time. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajeev Nair, Group Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Vikas Agrawal, Chief Executive Officer, Kaya Middle East, and Mr. Saurav Shah, Chief Financial Officer. Welcome all. And now I hand the floor to the management for their opening remark, and then we would have a question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I welcome you all to the conference call on our company's behalf. Let me begin the conference call with a very short update on second quarter performance of Kaya Limited, which is already in public domain and uploaded on our website www.kaya.in. Kaya Limited posted consolidated revenue from operations of ₹83.5 crore for the quarter ended 30th September 2021, a growth of 13% over corresponding quarter ended 30th September 2020. Consolidated EBITDA is ₹14.9 crores in Q2 FY22 as compared to ₹14.6 crore in Q2 Financial 21. Consolidated loss after tax and before exceptional item for Q2 FY22 is INR 4.6 crore as compared to loss of INR 4.1 crore in Q2 Financial 21. Kaya India loss after tax and before exceptional item for the quarter Q Financial 22 is INR 3 crore as compared to loss of INR 0.3 crores in Q2 Financial 21. Collection in India at clinics grew by 86% in Q2 Financial 22 as compared to Q2 Financial 21 on SSG basis. Collection at clinics in Middle East region grew by 1% at constant currency in Q2 Financial 22 as compared to Q2 Financial 21. In India, customer count in Q2 Financial 22 was at 29,487 as compared to 20,145 of last year Q2, and ticket size grew at 19% in Q2 Financial 22 as compared to Q2 Financial 21 on SSG basis. Service business in Kaya India in Q2 Financial 22 was at 89% of Q2 Financial 20 pre-COVID on SSG basis and grew by 95% over Q2 Financial 21 on SSG basis. Hair-free grew by 11%, acne scar grew by 6% over Q2 Financial 20 pre-COVID on SSG basis. In Middle East, customer count in Q2 Financial 22 grew by 5% over Q2 Financial 21. In Middle East, Q2 Financial 22 category like body solution grew by 2.3 times, hair care grew by 20%, hair-free grew by 8%. Beauty facial grew by 5% over Q2 Financial 21. I would now request Mr. Rajeev Nair to brief on Q2 Financial 22 performance.
Good evening. In India, the business was subdued in the month of July as few of the malls were gradually opening owing to the COVID restrictions. However, in the month of September, business had come back to 100% of the pre-COVID levels. While like-for-like customer count had not reached pre-COVID levels, the average transaction value grew by 19% over pre-COVID levels on account of strong growth in categories like hair-free and acne. Product business contributed to 18% of the total revenue as compared to 25% in the last year. The primary reason being tighter control on inventory by partners impacting the performance of the e-commerce business. Traffic in clinic was also low and there was a tighter control on inventory. We undertook a cost rationalization project with Accenture in the current financial year. While some of the cost benefits can be seen in the current quarter, majority of the gains will be seen in the subsequent quarters. And we believe it will be sustainable. Strategic partnerships with CureFit across five cities have shown good performance. CureFit contributed to 7% of Bangalore sales and 4% of Hyderabad sales respectively in Q2 in the current year. We have also launched a new D2C website to make it convenient for our customers to buy our products online. We have piloted a doctor AI application with 20 doctors for services like acne and pigmentation, and it has shown good performance as the conversion rates have gone up in these clinics where these pilots are being held. In Middle East, Q2 was a tough quarter on customer traffic. Combined with COVID impact in some clusters, the quarter had school holidays, travel and Eid holidays, etc. Usually a slower traffic quarter, however, we were able to sustain the turnover to 90% of pre-COVID levels with some strong internal inputs. The primary one being body solutions, where our scale-up in Q1 has ramped up the vertical further. We delivered almost 5x of pre-COVID business in September. The quarter saw 127% growth in Q2 over last year Q2. The second input was laser, where with our price remodeling, we grew by 8% over last year Q2. Digital performance was at its ever best and delivering higher customer count. Innovations focused on body disproportionately jumped. Q2 has also been seen profitability improve further with more cost measures coming in. Some clusters like Abu Dhabi, Oman, Northern Emirates remained a challenge in Q2 on performance, still impacted by COVID and thereby reducing customer confidence. While our inputs have helped, the clusters have pulled down the overall region to restrict to 90% of pre-COVID levels. However, Dubai and Riyadh clusters have grown by 5% over pre-COVID levels. Q3 looks promising overall, usually a better quarter for us in traffic with festivities coming in, the expo and the opening up of borders and restrictions across GCC will help further. Over to you, Saurabh.
Thank you, Rajiv. The detailed information update is already with you. I now open the session for questions, and my colleague and I will be glad to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. Any participant who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. First question is from the line of Ishit Sheth from Anvil Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. Sir, in terms of India business, what we've seen is that, the customer count was still at 73%. Obviously, the challenges were there in July and August. When you see September, when the run rate has reached the pre-pandemic levels, where do you see the customer count, and what is the strategy for driving the customer count from here on, with things really opening up in India?
Yeah, thank you, Ishit. So on the customer count, yes, what you said is correct. The customer count has progressively increased over the 3 months. We do see some improvement in new customer count, in the recent month as well, in the current month as well. What we have done is, first of all, we have wanted to reset our operations and get it back to order. So now almost all clinics are open and functioning effectively. There is also some pent-up demand that we can see. As I mentioned, I think in the preamble we mentioned that two categories especially, which is laser hair removal and acne, has almost seen a 20% growth over pre-COVID levels. So there is pent-up demand, and also our fairness pigmentation business and our anti-aging business has reached 90% of pre-COVID levels. So I think there's definitely a pent-up demand. That's why there is customer traffic coming in. The area of focus right now is to drive new customer count into the clinic post-pandemic, because new customer count was fairly subdued over the last few quarters. And to that effect, I think we have increased our intensity of digital communication. There is a new campaign that has been launched in India, which is known as Beautiful as You. In fact, the campaign broke in at the end of last quarter. Again, the focus here is on the younger consumer, the millennials, the Gen Z consumer, both for products and services. So I think our focus is through digital communication. Plus, we have very recently, at the end of the quarter, launched the D2C website. So that also is a focus area for us to drive the product business through D2C. So for clinics, I think the focus is digital communication. If there is anything specific, Ishit, if you can.
Yeah, sir, in terms of the absolute number of customer for the quarter, what do they stand at?
It's about 30,000, closer to 30,000, about 20,487 is the exact count for the 29,487 for the quarter in India, against 20,145 last year in the same quarter.
Okay, so 29,497 is the customer count. Okay, got it. Sir, and in terms of, you know, we've recently got a new person at a senior level. You know, what is the thought process, and, you know, at a time when, you know, we've actually cut down a lot of costs. So are you seeing some kind of visibility on the revenue front to act, or is it someone whom, you know, you're hiring today to actually drive, you know, growth both in India and Middle East market? What is his role at Profile going to be?
Yeah, so I'll explain that. Mr. Rajiv Suri has joined as the global CEO for the company, and his role will be to set the overall strategic direction for Kaya and look after the development of the brand across countries where Kaya operates. He will also be driving the digital agenda for the company along with the product strategy. In addition, the group CEO, which will be responsible for the operations of the services and products business across channels in India, the Kaya Middle East CEO will look after the business similarly in the GCC region.
Okay. Got it. And sir, in terms of you know, competition in India, how have you seen post you know, the opening up, whether the competition has it really come off because of, you know, entire 1.5 years of issues related to pandemic, and are we seeing some of that benefit trickle down to us in terms of higher inquiry?
Yes. So I think, you know, the COVID's been quite tough on various players. Without naming names, there have been cash flow issues which have impacted performance of certain key competitors, and that has also helped us move some of the consumer base to our business. And again, as I'm saying, certain segments where we are very strong in, like for example laser hair removal, you can almost see the demand actually rising. Just to give an example, in the same period, in the same quarter about 2 years ago, our mix of hair removal, which in winter actually drops, was at about 28%. Right now it's at 35%, you know, because of this demand. So I think we have moved people from semi-organized, unorganized players into our business. There are segments that we have been not that known for, areas like acne, which is a concern category, where our overall percentage mix of business has gone up from 5% to 6%. We have again seen a 20% uptick on this category. Typically, anti-aging segment did not really pick up post-COVID last year. We have seen a better improvement there. We almost reached 90% of pre-COVID levels, and we do believe it will go up further. So I think definitely people are moving from semi-organized to organized players. I'm sure the trust in the brand Kaya is really helping. We can also see that through certain indicators like referral counts and others, where the business from referrals itself has gone up by 37% on the same quarter 2 years ago. So also there is a lot more positive word of mouth that we can see on the brand.
Got it. And last question was, we mentioned about launching a new website. Any update on that front?
Very recently, Ishit, just at the end of the quarter, we have launched the new D2C website, currently only servicing the product requirements for the brand. Subsequently, maybe over the next 3 to 4 months' time, we'll also try and launch the services part of the business on the online platform. Currently, the product website is already live. We have started marketing it it's a soft launch. So currently, we are largely marketing to our own CRM consumers. But we will go out there in the larger public through social and digital over this quarter.
Got it. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Any participant who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may enter star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the floor back to the management of Kaya Limited for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all for participating on the call. We wish you all a safe and happy Diwali.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.